Today I'm going to visit about Food for Kids, a program through the Boone County Hospital. And joining us from the hospital on the phone, we've got our Chief Operating Officer, Kim Schwartz, and Public Information Officer, if you will, that's Lisa Schmidt. Thanks both for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Jim.
Thank you for having us.
Well, tell us a little bit about this Food for Kids. Now, this is coming up here quickly, so we want people to know that, again, logistically, you guys have put together a way to get food out for kids in the summertime. Again, I'm guessing because summer and a lot of kids are at home and really not accessing a lot of the free meals and things that they used to have previously in the pandemic.
Yes, Jim, you're right. We are, you know, the mission of our hospital is to improve and enhance the health and well-being of all those we serve. And so our new hospital administrator really wants us to live out that mission. And one of the ways we think we can do that is by providing food to kids this summer. So we are spending this week kind of getting organized. Actually, we last Friday and Saturday, we started collecting donations from the grocery stores in Ogden, Boone, and Madrid. And we have gotten an overwhelming response. It's just been incredible. People really want to help out. And so we've already collected a lot of food. And we're planning this week to get it organized, put it in bags. And so then next week, we're going to actually go out to each of the communities and provide, hand out these bags of food for kids. And you mentioned before that, it, you know, in the summertime and maybe there's some of the programs that were available with COVID are no longer there. That's especially true in Madrid and Ogden. We've talked to their school officials, and they had a lunch program for, I think, the last 5 years or the last several years. And this year, they did not qualify for funding. Mm-hmm. So we really think it's important in all three communities, but especially in those communities this summer. Fortunately, in Boone, we do qualify for the food program, and so they're serving breakfast and lunch in Boone. But what we'll be doing for Boone is we'll be going to the high school on Thursdays and handing out bags of food to kids that would get them through the weekend.
Sure, through the weekend.
Kind of help with that, yeah.
I was going to say, I know that they do it at the Boone School, the breakfast and the lunch, and any child's eligible, but you still would have to travel from Ogden to Boone, Madrid to Boone, to participate in that.
Yes, that's right. And so we wanted to go out to all the communities. Now, United School is also invited to come to any of the three communities that we're serving and get a bag of food, too. We don't want to exclude any school-age children.
And Lisa, really focusing kindergarten through 12th grade, mostly focusing on children.
Yes, kindergarten through 12th grade. And, you know, we find nowadays with a lot of children, they're, especially the little older children, they're home alone because their parents are working. So we're trying to provide kid-friendly foods that they can easily make at home, you know, items such as, you know, peanut butter and jelly, the mac and cheese cups, applesauce, things that they're able to make on their own.
Simple yet safe.
Right.
And nutritious, too. Yes, but I'm pretty sure you're focusing a lot on the nutrition part of it, too.
Yes, we're trying to do our best on that. And I can give you a list of some of the items that we're encouraging, but the list is not limited to those items.
Okay, sure.
So, you know, I mentioned peanut butter and jelly, boxed juices, granola bars, pudding cups, applesauce, fruit cups, soup, ramen noodles, canned tuna or chicken, cereal, and Kraft Easy Mac and Cheese cups.
Yeah, those are the ones that a lot of them are already pretty familiar with. And again, not every child is going to be like a five-year-old is going to be trying to cook.
Right.
They will have others around to help. And especially when, you, like you said, the weekends in particular, because that gets to be a time when maybe they're around and, yeah, they don't have access. We see that even during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, you know, parents, when the kids are home all summer, the food, the grocery bill goes up because the kids are at home, and we're just trying to help supplement that, too, for families that are, you know, struggling to buy groceries every month.
So the one thing in, you said in the beginning, and obviously you look for partners in doing this because the grocery stores obviously need to buy in on this to be a big part of it and have bought in. That's probably one of the big things. Were you as surprised they were as willing to step up as they did?
I don't think we were surprised, but all the grocery stores have been great and more than willing to help us. You know, we're working with Market of Madrid in Madrid, mm-hmm. Ogden Fairway and Boone Fairway. And also, Hy-Vee has come forward and is willing to make a monetary donation so we can go out and purchase additional food.
Sure. And that's when you go out to distribute it, that's a lot of that stuff would be a little more, maybe a little more perishable.
Possibly, okay. Yes.
So, let's talk about, so people now, because part of this is you're going to need some community support to keep it going. I mean, you guys did the logistics. You're going to be getting out there and helping where you can there. But how can people help out? How do they go about participating and supporting the effort?
So they can go to any one of the grocery stores in Ogden, Madrid, or Boone Fairway, and they can purchase any of the items that we've listed. At Boone Fairway, they also have assembled bags with nutritious food items in them, and they can purchase those for $20. And they can just give them to the gal or the gentlemen at the cash register, and they'll put them in a bin, and then we will go back and pick up all the supplies and bring them back to the hospital and then assemble them so that we can take them to the areas to distribute.
So
Jim, we should say we're also collecting food at the hospital in the atrium.
Okay.
So if somebody goes somewhere else and buys food, you can drop it off. There's a big box that's labeled at the hospital atrium.
Okay, so it's in there. It's available. I mean, there are different ways to go about this to help the effort. Now, let's talk a little bit about the schedule you mentioned, because you're going to be going to different locations at different times. And I'm guessing a stop at least once a week in each one of these locations.
Yes, that's correct. We are starting on next Tuesday, June 27th. And that distribution site will be at Ogden, and it will be in the Morton Building, the green and white Morton Building behind Ogden High School, from 10 to noon. And then the other two locations are also 10 to noon. On Wednesday, it will be at Madrid Elementary, and on Thursday, it will be at the Boone High Commons area.
And you get the Boone County Hospital grocery bag, and once again, they get a chance then to come each week and refill that.
Yes, so it's important that they bring that bag back each week, and then we can refill it for them.
Now, I know we've got the issue with the 4th of July coming up, a holiday mixed in there, and going to make a little bit of an adjustment on that one?
Yes, so instead of the Ogden location distribution on Tuesday the 4th, theirs will actually be the next day on July 5th.
Okay, so we keep moving forward with all of them, and once again, those are going to be the regular dates, and you'll just have people, teams that will go around and handle that distribution at each location?
Yes, we're working with the our Boone County Hospital Auxiliary has been wonderful. They have jumped into this wholeheartedly, and they want to help. And so they will be working, helping us assemble the bags and distributing the bags in Boone every week.
Okay.
And then we're also working with the RSVP, and they have volunteers in Ogden and Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of got a mix. We've got several employees that are helping with this process, and then we also have our awesome auxiliary and the RSVP volunteers as well.
Now, I know that also, I mean, we're looking for people to make donations through the different stores. They can help there. But also, if they want to make a monetary donation directly to the program, the Food for Kids program at the hospital, they can do that. Is there, what's the best way to go about that? Would it be just a check? How can you handle that?
We are taking cash and check donations. They could send that money to the hospital at 1015 Union Street in Boone, or they could drop it off. You could give it to the volunteer at the front desk in the lobby or to staff inpatient registration and just let them know that it's to go to the Food for Kids program.
Sure, sure. So that everybody's going in the same direction. And then Carl gets to keep track of all the money coming in for you. He's keeping it in that category, right?
Yes, that's where we hand it off to Carl and let him take that part.
Again, this is one of the things, and Kim, you said in the beginning, obviously, Michaela is really excited about doing this, but everybody else, you got to buy in, and everybody else needs to work together on this to make it as successful as it can be. And we are seeing those challenges, food security issues, and in the summertime, it really affects children.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, another group that's really rallied behind this is our employees. We've already seen significant donations from them. So we all get it, you know, and a lot of us either have had kids or have kids currently, and we understand those challenges that families can have.
So this is an opportunity. Once again, even now, let's talk about family sizes. Each child, so you could have 2-3 kids out of one family. Would each of them get a bag?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, each child.
Mm-hmm. Each child. So that's plenty of food then for a lot of them for a few days anyway.
Yeah, that is our goal. We don't plan to turn anyone away.
All right. And it's for all children, kindergarten through 12th grade from Boone County. And again, Madrid, Ogden, and Boone will be the locations for distribution. Again, starting next week, and that's what we're going for. Tuesdays, Green and White Morton Building over in Ogden from 10 to noon in Madrid, the elementary, 10 to noon on Wednesdays, and then Boone High on Thursdays from 10 to noon at the Commons. And again, encourage the others, if they want to go to Boone and eat those lunches and breakfast, they certainly can. But I know that's the challenge. You got people that are working, and then all of a sudden you'd have to pack up the kids and bring them to Boone to eat breakfast or lunch. And sometimes that's a little harder to do.
Yeah, that definitely. When we were deciding what locations to distribute the food from, that's why we picked all the locations we did, because they're central in the community and easy for kids to ride their bikes to if they need to. So that was one of the things we considered when selecting the location of where to distribute the food from.
All right. Again, with the support from, again, if you're going to be purchasing food items for donations for this, you can go to the Market of Madrid, Ogden Fairway, Boone Fairway. They all have collection boxes in their stores or in the atrium at the hospital if you happen to go shopping somewhere and pick up, a case of ramen noodles or something and want to donate it. Yeah, I can remember. Yeah, the olden days, ramen noodles, they go a long ways. And I actually have a grandson. Ramen is a word he learned early for some reason. I don't know. He likes noodles. So that's one of the things there. But again, people can help support this effort any number of ways. And again, with monetary donations, that allows you to fill out areas where you might be a little bit short. And you plan to do this pretty much all summer long now, through right up to when school's getting ready to start?
We're looking at continuing it through August 3rd.
Okay. School starting shortly after that. So hopefully we get everybody back together and going forward. Big program. Pretty excited about how it looks and how it's come together so far.
Oh, yes. This has been just a really fun thing to be a part of, Jim. And we're just so happy to help with it. And glad we thought of the idea. And like I said, the schools and the communities have been so responsive. And that just makes it even more rewarding and fun to be a part of.
That's one of the things that I always talk about, the food pantries that we have with Impact, with over here at Salvation Army and that. Holiday time, it's not difficult getting those filled up. Keeping them filled for the summer is a much harder task. So this is just another way to help ease some of that pressure on them as well, but to once again meet the needs of children here in Boone County. Once again, we've been visiting with Kim Schwartz, who's the Chief Operating Officer from the Boone County Hospital, and our Public Relations and Marketing Manager is Lisa Schmidt, and they've been our guest on the program today talking about food for kids from the Boone County Hospital. It's again starting next week, and the more people that help support the effort, the better it'll work out. I think we'll have ample ample products to be able to get out to all those children. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.